Hello everyone, this is Luke again. 안녕하세요, 여러분. Hello everyone, 안녕하세요, 여러분. 저는 루크입니다. I'm Luke. It's Luke again. So, continuing from the first recording, this is the second recording. And actually, in this recording, I'm going to read a lot of sentences. Actually, those sentences are from the lesson called sentence order. If you look at the sidebar, there is a lesson called sentence order. So all these sentences are from there actually. And if you have a look at the sentence order lesson, actually all those sentences, most of them are in written Korean, which means you use those when you write them down, or they are used in newspapers, books, and other written works. But what I'm gonna do in this audio file is to read the sentences in spoken Korean. And I could speak in informal spoken Korean or polite spoken Korean, but I choose to use the polite spoken Korean as it is probably best for you to learn the polite spoken Korean because it's a norm, it's probably more normal way of speaking as because if you, for example, visit Korea or meet someone who speaks Korean, you don't want to be rude to them by using informal spoken Korean, which is usually used between close friends, and so I'll just stick to the in polite spoken Korean here. Okay, so I'll start. So the first sentence I'm going to read is I am a student. 저는 학생이에요. 저는 학생이에요. 저는 학생이에요. 저 means I. 학생 means a student. 저는 학생이에요. I am a student. If I spoke the same sentence in informal spoken Korean, it'd be like 나는 학생이야. 나는 학생이야. 나는 학생이야. And if I said this sentence fast, I would say 난 학생이야, 난 학생이야, because 나는 is contracted to 난, so 난 학생이야. And as well, you can also say 전 학생이에요, 전 학생이에요. So 전은 becomes 전, so it's like simplified form. And so the next sentence is Lisa is a teacher. 리사는 선생님이에요. 리사는 선생님이에요. Lisa means Lisa, and 선생님 means a teacher. 리사는 선생님이에요. And the next is Andrew is a doctor. 앤드류는 의사예요. 앤드류는 의사예요. And I will just go on saying in Korean. Okay, so all of these sentences are in polite spoken Korean. Mingyu is a middle school student. 민규는 중학생이에요. 애는 예뻐요. Anne is pretty. 애는 예뻐요. 애는 정말 예뻐요. 애는 정말 예뻐요. Anne is really pretty. 산이 아름다워요. 산이 아름다워요. The mountain is beautiful. 날씨가 정말 좋아요. 날씨가 정말 좋아요. The weather is good. 사과를 먹었어요. 사과를 먹었어요. I ate an apple. 지성이는 물을 마셔요. 지성이는 물을 마셔요. 지성 drinks water. 새들이 노래를 불러요. 새들이 노래를 불러요. The birds are singing songs. So, 새 means a bird, and 새들 means birds. So you just attach 들 to a noun to make it plural. So 새들 means birds. 새들이 노래. 노래 means a song. So 불러요 means sing. So 새들이 노래를 불러요. 안나는 대학을 다녀요. 안나는 대학을 다녀요. Anna attends college or university. 영희는 어제 정원에 꽃을 심었어요. 영희는 어제 정원에 꽃을 심었어요. 영희 planted a flower in the garden yesterday. So, 영희 is a 영희 person's name, a female, female name. 어제 means yesterday. 정원 means a garden, and 꽃 means a flower. 심다 means plants, as in verb. So, 심었어요 is past tense of 심다, so planted. 영희는 어제 정원에 꽃을 심었어요. So I encourage you all to listen to these sentences in actual spoken Korean, and if you can, just listen to it again and again. And if you have a chance, I'd encourage you to write it down while listening. So, for example, 리사는 선생님이에요. Try to write it down in Korean and see if you can get it right. So you learn both pronunciation as well as how it's written in Korean. Okay, so that's it for the second recording, which is about the sentences that I've written in the sentence or the lesson. So thank you all for listening.